If you are looking to elevate your leadership and drive your nonprofit forward, I invite you to subscribe to the Successful Nonprofits newsletter. Every week, I curate exclusive, shareworthy content that sparks inspiration, innovation, and conversation. From the latest trends to timeless advice, the weekly email newsletter is your all-access pass to a treasure trove of resources. But receiving the newsletter is not just about staying informed. It's also about getting our best content first. Subscribers get first access to our newest downloadable templates designed to propel your leadership and amplify your impact. And that's not all, my friend. We are constantly working on new ways to support you and your mission. So as a subscriber, you'll get updates on our latest projects, opportunities to participate in surveys, and a say in the topics that we tackle next. You will essentially get me as a consultant, coach, and confidant in your inbox, ready to help you navigate the challenges of nonprofit leadership. So if you're an executive director, board chair, or a nonprofit leader who believes in making a difference, join me as a newsletter subscriber. Visit successfulnonprofits.com/newsletter to sign up today. And now, friend, let me take you to the episode you've downloaded. Welcome to the Successful Nonprofits Bonus Break. I'm your host, Dolph Goldenberg. And friend, today I am going to be sharing with you the real value of an hour of your time. When you spend an hour in an unproductive meeting or responding to pointless email, what's the value of that hour? Well, today we are going to have an important conversation about the value of your time, and it's a conversation, by the way, that I have with all of my coaching clients. This is one of our bonus break episodes, and the bonus break is a short episode you can listen to while taking a tea break and get the added bonus of making you and your nonprofit stronger. I'm Dolph Goldenberg, and I'm a consultant, coach, and confidant for leaders at small and large organizations across the country. And on this podcast and in all of my work, I bring 3 decades of leadership and consulting experience building, growing, leading, and yes, repairing organizations. In today's bonus break, I am going to share with you the secret about just how valuable your time is, not just to you, but also to your organization. And this is especially true if you are an executive director or a development staff member. I am also going to share the link to a successful nonprofit's online calculator that will help you determine the actual value of your time. Now, of course, if you're a program person, if you're on your organization's operations team, or a board member, you are also going to walk away better understanding the value of your time and also better understanding how to use your executive director and your development director's time wisely. Now, friends, very early on in my journey with a new coaching client, I start this conversation about the value of their time. You might ask, why do I do that early on? And the reason is simple. We all, this is true of me, this is true of all of us, we accept pointless meetings to be polite. We spend time on mundane or administrative tasks that really others either are responsible for or should be responsible for. And we can have hours of conversations to make a simple and trivial decision. It is a well-known fact that time is our most precious resource. We cannot squeeze more hours into a day or a week or a year. And let's face it, every year has about the same number of workdays. For this reason, I will often start my conversation with coaching clients by asking them, what is an hour of your time worth? And friend, I'll share with you, I normally get 1 of 3 answers. The most frequent answer I get is they'll say, what do you mean? Do you mean how much I get paid per hour? Well, based on a 40-hour a week, although let's face it, I work more than 40 hours a week, based on 40 hours a week, I make $80,000 a year, so I guess about $40, maybe $41 an hour. The next most common answer is when a coaching client says, hey, I would personally pay $75 per pay period to get an additional hour of my time back. And that's another way of thinking about it, right? Hey, how much would I personally pay out of my pocket in order to get an hour of time back? I also will have coaching clients who say, Dolph, I'm not certain. I just don't even know how to calculate the value of an hour of my time. Now, are you ready for the formula about how to calculate the value of an hour of your time? And by the way, since I'm about to share it here on the bonus break, you won't even need to be one of my coaching clients in order to get this formula. It's based on a core concept, and that concept is an executive director, who's really your chief executive, is ultimately responsible for every dollar that comes into the organization. So in fact, each hour of an executive director's time has a value that is proportional to the budget. Let me give you a quick example. If I've got a coaching client, we'll just call this client Jane, and she serves as an executive director of a local nonprofit organization with a total budget of about $1.1 million. Now, after accounting for vacation and holiday time, time off, etc., Jane works about 46 weeks out of the year, and she would like to work 40 hours per week. She doesn't currently, but that's what she'd like to do. So for this reason, when we multiply 40 hours per week times 46 weeks, we get 1,840 hours. Jane has a contract grant writer and a full-time development manager who helps generate revenue as well. But ultimately, Jane is the person who's responsible for the $1.1 million in revenue necessary to operate each and every year. If the organization has a $250,000 deficit, she can't blame it on her development manager. She can't say to the board, oh, it's the development manager's fault. And what's more, if that shortfall interrupts her organization's ability to make payroll, she can't scapegoat her grant writer and tell staff, oh, it's not my fault. That proposal that the grant writer wrote didn't come through. It's the grant writer's fault. For this reason, friend, Jane should divide her total budget of $1.1 million by the number of hours she wants to work in a year. That's 1,840. And when she does this very quick math, she is surprised to learn that an hour of her time is valued at an average of $598. Let's just round up. The value of her time is $600 an hour. This is simple math for you to do. All you need to know is what your budget is. The formula is a little bit different if you're a grant writer or a development professional, but you can use the same method. Instead of considering the entire agency's annual income or budget, just use the amount of money you are personally responsible for raising. So, as an example, a grant writer who is responsible for raising, say, $300,000 in grant funds each year. And by the way, that's actually not that much for a grant writer, so should probably be doing more than that. But anyway, if they're responsible for raising $300,000 each year in grant funds, then the value of their time would be $163. And how I came up with that, I just assumed the hours stayed the same of 1,840, and I divided that into 300,000. Friend, I know you are probably saying to yourself, Dolph, this doesn't make sense because every hour that I work doesn't actually generate 1,840th of my annual budget. And let me be clear, I understand that, but on average, the average value that you bring per hour needs to be 1,840th of your annual budget. I would never suggest that you directly say to someone, my time is worth $600 an hour, and this isn't worth my time. In fact, you almost always need to make time for team members in a crisis. Make time for a disgruntled board member or an operational emergency, even if it's not worth $600 an hour. But knowing the organizational value of your time can help you better plan the hours in your days, and better plan the days in your weeks and the weeks in your months. And that's what's so critical. Again, you need to hit the average value for the average hour. As my coaching clients' mindsets start to shift, they realize that delegating tasks to others is essential. So in Jane's case, she assigned someone on staff to manage social media. She stopped hosting unproductive meetings, and by the way, was surprised at how many of those there were. And she also hired a virtual assistant for 15 hours a week to manage her calendar and to keep her on task. At first, honestly, these seemed like indulgent luxuries to Jane, but she was surprised at how much more productive and effective she was at her job. Once Jane better prioritized her time, she also stopped needing to work most weekends and was able to actually take all of her PTO, which sometimes is rare for chief executives. Oh, who am I kidding? Most of the time, that's rare for chief executives. And you know what? Being more productive at work had a direct impact on her personal life as well. Her general satisfaction went up across the board. Friend, knowing the true value of your time really does help shift your mindset from what do I need to do to what can only I do? And that change of thinking is a game changer for you and for your organization. I know not everyone loves to do math, so I have created a spreadsheet that you can download and use to calculate the value of an hour of your time. A link to the calculator is in the show notes on your phone. And by the way, you can also access it at successfulnonprofits.com/57, which is the number of this bonus break. In that calculator, you are just going to enter the amount of money you're responsible for raising annually, the number of PTO and vacation days you receive, and the number of holidays your organization takes. The spreadsheet will do all the rest of the work and spit out the value of an hour of your time. It really is that simple. So scroll down on your phone, or if you're on a desktop, visit our show notes at successfulnonprofits.com/57. And please remember that your organization or any organization pays employees because they bring more value to the organization than their compensation. And that difference between the value they bring and their compensation, that's the return on investment that the organization gets. And in the nonprofit sector, that ROI, or return on investment, always relates directly to moving our mission forward. And friend, I have one final thought for you about the value of your time. Once you've determined the value of an hour of your time, I'd like for you to write it on your daily task list or on your calendar so that you see it every day. Before you start a task, always ask yourself, will I generate enough value on this task? And I guarantee you, by keeping it front and center in your mind, and by asking yourself that question, you will start to delegate more tasks. You will also start to do some tasks in less time, and I'd be willing to bet you're going to realize that there are some things that just don't need to be done. Friend, if you got value from today's bonus break, I ask that you please rate and review the podcast on your streaming app of choice. And also, don't forget to check out our show notes on your phone or at successfulnonprofits.com/57. That, my friend, is our bonus break. I hope that you have gained some insight to help you and your nonprofit thrive. And now, friend, I've got to give you the quick disclaimer. I'm not an accountant nor an attorney, and neither I nor the consulting practice provide tax, legal, or accounting advice. This podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be relied on for tax, legal, or accounting advice. Please, if that is what you need, do yourself a favor and find a licensed, qualified professional in your area.